So this woman named Tara in Missouri arrested for burglary last week. That's not the part of the Setting the Bar story that makes it unique. It's Yeah, it's 99.7 EJX. Setting the Bar stories are what, Kelly?
Well, examples of what not to do, which that's a part of that.
Yeah, for sure. It's also sets the bar for your day very low. So if you do nothing else today, you can look back on this moment and go, hey, at least I wasn't Tara. So yeah, arrested for burglary. Sorry, spoiler alert. So this kid, this son smelled something weird, kind of burning, walked downstairs to the kitchen. That's when he saw Tara.
Oh!
Tara was not a member of their family.
Okay.
Tara was sitting at the counter eating Fruity Pebbles.
What?
And petting the dog.
Oh, made herself at home.
Yep.
Oh, that was probably really terrifying and jarring for the son.
Yeah, so the oven was on. That was the smell of the burning, right?
Oh, she was going to, like, cook something?
Don't know. The son goes up, tells mom. Mom calls 911.
Yeah.
Mom comes down and says, hey, Tara.
Yeah.
You got to clean up this mess.
Oh, she told us she's got to clean up?
Listen.
Not just get out?
A mom's gonna mom.
Apparently. Okay.
If
all
you're
right.
in here, if you're in my kitchen
sure.
eating my Fruity Pebbles,
yes.
making a mess, petting a dog,
yeah.
you're gonna clean up after yourself.
Right, because
same
she's
rules
gotta set a yes.
As
gotta,
my son.
Gotta set a good example for the son.
That's right.
You're right. That was a teachable moment. Yes.
I mean, the Fruity Pebbles and the milk, she did make a mess. Tara did make a little bit of a mess with the Fruity
oh, wow.
Pebbles and the milk.
Okay.
Police arrived, determined that, yeah, Tara had been on something, so
okay.
sure.
Which and, might account for some of the confusion.
And said that she mistook the house for a fair.
For a fair?
Yeah.
Oh, like a carnival fair?
I guess so.
Like the Kentucky State Fair?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what
okay.
the outside of their house looks like, if they have a lot of lawn ornaments or anything like that.
All right.
But regardless, you should be able to tell the difference between a fair and someone's house.
Well, she said she went to the front door, knocked, rang the doorbell, heard something inside, and just walked in.
Yeah, so again.
You know what, they're probably too busy. I'm just going to walk in. I'm going to help myself.
I got a little hungry, too.
Let's see what's in the kitchen.
Yeah, Fruity Pebbles, love them. Haven't had them for a while, so I'm going to make myself a bowl of Fruity Pebbles.
Okay.
So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a house and eating their cereal.
And petting the dog.
I mean,
scaring the son.
I mean, the dog supposed to protect the family.
Nope. Like, this is a new stranger,
like,
and they are giving me pets.
Wow.
And I do think I like them.
I do enjoy these pets, and you know what? They're letting me have some of the Fruity Pebbles, too, which my own family
okay.
never does.
Yeah, they're my new favorite.
I kind of like this person
okay.
named Tara. You know what, Mom? I think maybe keep Tara around.
Wow, I just love that Mom is still telling her to clean up.
Yeah, Mom's like listen, if you're in my kitchen making it a mess,
yep.
you're going to clean up.
Okay. The mom game was strong.
Yeah, the mom game was strong, probably because Mom had some pent-up anger also.
Probably.
Like, everybody messes up my kitchen.
It's like, dang it,
no
I
one
just
cleans
had
up.
This thing cleaned.
I know.
And you come and mess it up.
Yeah, so there you go. That's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 EJX.